Are you listening to the show with earbuds in? Do you wear earbuds?
No.
Ever watch that Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yes, I've seen commercials. I couldn't actually watch it.
Gross.
So gross. So yeah, no. So gross.
Yeah, I love that.
I can't.
Ew, Phil.
If I watch that, I will never have any Claire ever again.
I feel the relief, like, from watching.
Ew, no.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so this is, like, grosser than that. Phil found this video. He sent it to me. He said, be careful when you open this video.
Oh. I think the subject line of the email was, don't click this without reading this warning.
Oh, I thought it was porn.
It is gross.
It is. We have Dr. Sina Jurabi on. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And tell us about this video you posted, Doc.
You guys are making me smile, by the way. I got a permagrin right now. It's pretty funny. So this video is actually one of my patients, and he has a combination of three issues. He's a big-time swimmer. He's got earwax issues, and he wears his AirPods constantly. And it's no dissimilar to seeing that log on that grassy forest floor lifting up and seeing mushrooms under it. You trap moisture in a warm, dark place, then fungus grows. And that's basically what happened here. And it was quite the fungus ball. It's a condition called otomycosis. So that was basically the gist of the video, and decided the world needed to see it. And it kind of went viral, and here we are today.
It looked like a log.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, honestly, on a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is the biggest wax ball I've seen and 0 is nothing, that probably was about a 3.
Oh, my God.
What?
A 3? Who are your patients?
What are you, a lumberjack?
Yeah. Oh, I got things coming for you guys.
Three?
But, we normally pick out some pretty big things, but this was just particularly interesting because, you know, it was on the same day I heard about Apple selling that many, like $18 billion worth of AirPods. And this guy came in with this problem. And I was like, oh, this is just too symbiotic. And, you know, people wear them all the time. I mean, that's what I'm talking to you guys on right now is AirPods. I mean, I love them. But too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. And in this case, in the wrong patient, it can certainly generate that issue.
That was a 3. We need to post this video on the station's Facebook pages.
I'm going to hurl.
Don't watch it while you're eating.
It's bad.
Do not eat. Don't eat. During.
Not even a Tootsie Roll.
But it's one of those. It's like a car accident.
You're hurting my feelings over here.
No, I think it's.
I do every day.
People have to see it.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked that that was a 3. And the only reason that one went up is because a story about earbuds came out that day. So you're like, okay, let's post this one. Wow, what is it? Have you seen a 10? Is a 10 exist or is it like Bigfoot?
So 10 certainly exists. 10 comes in probably once every 6 months. It's actually one patient of mine. He had a major ear surgery. They drilled out basically the majority of the bone in his ear.
Oh!
And the problem is wax just doesn't come out naturally. That, and so it just builds and grows and grows.
That's horrible.
So he's got to come in and have me pick it. So at some point, he'll probably be on the thread, and that one, we might be talking about that one in 6 months too. So it's pretty interesting in that way.
If he, when he was watching TV, put mounted flashlights pointing into his ears, would the light dissipate the fungus?
So I think it's all about moisture, right?
Yeah.
It's like the diaper rash. It's like the moisture trapping in anything. And so, you know, I think there's a couple of tricks you can do to make sure this doesn't happen. And, you know, I think everyone freaked out because a lot of people use AirPods and they're like, am I going to get this nasty, you know, seed-like mass in my ear? And I think the big things are, it's just, I wouldn't put your AirPods in immediately after swimming, after the shower, make sure your ear's fully dried. I wouldn't keep them in longer than an hour in duration. You know, make sure you air out your ear. And this is probably more of a bigger problem, people that wear earplugs or hearing aids. So, but AirPods are decently vented. But still, if you're wearing them for 8 hours in the day, especially after you went swimming, you know, something's going to brew in there.
Yeah, you're asking
and
for
so
it.
That's, yeah, definitely.
Mushrooms. Yep.
And,
how do you, I mean, you said that was only a three. The opening to your ear is only so big. Like, how do you get this stuff out piece
by piece?
Is it like
a long snake, like from a magic trick?
Yeah, you have to, like, make an incision? Like, what happens?
You smack them on the head like a diner ketchup bottle.
Or you just do that thing where you get water in your ear, you stand on one foot and you hop?
That doesn't work.
You know,
vacuum.
Those are all good, those are all good options. But it's like reaching the engine from the exhaust pipe, right? Or like taking the ship out of the Coke bottle. I mean, sometimes you got to take it piece by piece. I have a lot of tools. I got hooks. I got suctions. I got curettes. You know, sometimes we have to have the wax soften.
Roto-rooter.
Sometimes we use a suction. It comes out like a slug.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, there's,
all right.
There's
okay.
Way.
So there has to be times, too, people misuse Q-tips and they push the wax in instead of cleaning it, right?
You nailed it, brother. I mean, that's the thing is that Q-tips just push it in. There's no scooping mechanism on it. It's not going to get the wax out. It's just going to push it in deeper. So Q-tips. You know, the joke is Q-tips was made by an ear, nose, and throat doctor that didn't have enough business. You know, it's really not a method to get your ears cleaned.
Why does earwax even exist? Like, what is it? So gross. Why do we produce it?
Something. So it's got a couple roles. One, it protects against infection, so it's acidic. So that's the problem with water getting in there. It's basic, and basic environments are more conducive to bacteria growth. The second thing is a moisturizer. If your ears are too dry, this problem can happen too. So wax is a moisturizer in that way. It also protects against foreign bodies and it's cleaning the ears. So it has four things for it. It's not just a random thing that the body produces. You know, the body's pretty efficient. So even earwax has four little roles for the body. So Q-tips definitely aren't advocated and I don't use them. I never use them. So I don't think anyone else should use them either.
We use like a pen cap? My dad loved that.
To stick the whole pen in there.
The big one? Oh.
Yeah,
his leg would shake.
We've seen some bad things. I mean, the bobby pin is a classic offender.
Oh, no.
I've never done that.
No.
Like a wine corkscrew, yeah.
Oh, why?
Honestly, I'm sure that's been tried. You know, we have people have tried to get, you know, knives in there and scoop it in, and they end up not getting the wax out, but cutting their ear canal.
Knives?
So, we use a butter knife, obviously.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Oh,
like a steak knife.
Oh, you're coming back on. I still want to talk to you about stuff you've pulled out of children's noses.
Oh, my God. Like their finger, for example.
Monopoly pieces.
Yes. A whole bunch of peas.
The most interesting thing was a seed that was germinating. It was in there for so long, it started to grow.
It was a good harvest that year, though.
Corn?
We planted outside the office, and now it's a beautiful tree. So there you go.
Look at that. See?
That's a joke, right?
I'll call it nosy.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Damn.
Ashley needs to know.
I was going with that.
This is a trophy.
Did anyone find it interesting that as soon as I said pulling out of your nose, she said Monopoly piece?
Yep.
How many pieces have you put up there? You didn't even have to think about that.
Well, they're little. They're little, and they fit kind of nice.
A lot of things are little. I don't stick them up my nose.
Which one? The little
Which
iron?
One did you put up? The
car is nice and slim.
The car.
The thimble will cut your air supply off.
The little doggy.
Well, we got to have you back. We're going to link up the video on our Facebook pages. It's, you know, we'll put a little warning there, but it's really... I don't like that stuff, but I had to watch it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's one of those...
Forbidden fruit.
You'll go, ugh, but you'll be like, oh, that's...
But I watched it. Yeah.
Glad I know this information.
Yeah, you go down the rabbit hole with that stuff. But I got to say, before I go, I'm a big fan of classic rock, and I got Pearl Jam going all the way in your March Madness, by the way. So,
oh, wow.
Oh, March Madness.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you. Oh, one more quick thing. Swimming season's coming up. You get out of the pool. You can't really hear well. Mm-hmm. Don't stick a Q-tip in there. What do you do?
So you got a couple things. One, you can actually use a hair dryer on a low setting. Hold at least like a foot to 2 feet away from your ear. Probably a foot with your arm. A second thing, you can make a homemade mixture of just rubbing alcohol, water, and peroxide. You put a couple drops in there. It'll protect against infection, and it will eventually dry out your ear. It's like those drops you can buy over the counter.
Oh, that's great.
Those are the two things you could try.
Like a Mentos.
Okay, that's if jumping up and down on one foot with your head tilted doesn't work.
I like that method.
I do that all the time.
Too. That plays well. That's in there. So if that doesn't work, you go to two or three.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Doc. We're going to link up to your stuff on the radio station website. Dr. Sina Jurabi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Nice.
Appreciate you guys having me on.